When I have experience, I achieve more in less time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Capel, California, with instant illumination. When I have experience, I achieve more in less time. We have a handyman, good man, been with us many years now. In fact, we've had many handymen over the 30 years we've been here. And they've all been good men of various kinds, women and men. And with each handyman, we start at one. And what we do is we train them in how to use the equipment we have. We train them in how to use our tractors, and how to use our mowing equipment, and how to use Mr. All-Terrain, and how to use the sit-on lawnmower, and how to do all these things. And the tractor, yes, that very much so. And you'd think that they would know a few of these things when they come here, except they don't. You say, well, surely they do. No. You see, when they come here, they have learned that it's somebody else's equipment, beat it to hell. Use it with all the abandon you can, get as much out of it. You don't have to pick up the rocks and clean them out of the way of the mowers. You don't have to do a lot of little things. You don't have to watch the oil and the gas, and if it runs out, then you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere. See, these are things they didn't have to learn. You say, well, surely they knew those things. Yes, if it was their own personal piece of equipment, then they handled it carefully. If it's somebody else's equipment, they handle it with a great abandon. They don't care. They don't have to repair it. It's really quite interesting. It's really quite interesting. People who don't have to pay the bill to maintain things don't maintain them properly. It's just like our health insurance. We have health insurance, and we pay the health insurance, and so the people who are getting the health insurance, they don't even think a thing about the expenses of what things are and what things cost, because that's supposed to be health insurance. Well, they forget that the health insurance doesn't pay for everything. So, what Ellen told me, that for about 10 years or 12 years, the University of Healing had no health insurance on any of its people. And the people were healthy as foxes, just wonderful. And then when I recommended that we have health insurance, then all of a sudden we're having a lot of sick people who are needing to go to the doctor, needing to go to the dentist, needing to go to the eye doctor, needing all sorts of things which they had never needed before. Now, why didn't they need it before? Because it wasn't theoretically available. They didn't think about it. We had one little girl on campus, and her eyes were exceedingly bad. And so we took her to the doctor, and the doctor says she needs, you know, double thicknesses. And so there are a couple of boys on the campus, too. She was 3 years old, and they were 8 and 10 or something. And so they said, we want glasses, too. So rather than have any misunderstanding, we took them to the oculist and found out that all their eyes were perfect. But they wanted glasses because they wanted to be like Anita. But it just was not necessary. This is how we sometimes are. You see, experience makes us very efficient. Now, getting back to our equipment here, we teach everybody how to use everything. We send people to computer school. We send people to printing school. We send people to every possible school that we can so that they can be efficient in working for us. And this is lovely. Of course, every industry will tell you the same thing. They have employees that they've trained, and as soon as they got the employee well trained, then the employer gets a better job someplace else. And that's logical. But experience is a wonderful thing. We say here, when I have experience, I achieve more in less time. Well, what a lot of people do when they have experience is they do less in more time, because they don't want to, you know, lose their job. They don't want to think that their job is simpler, and so they can be done more quickly and what have you. Well, this is why you are paid a lower salary when you are unexperienced. Because when you're experienced, you are more speedily done with the jobs you're doing, and so therefore you can be paid a higher price because you do a greater volume of work. But people say, well, we don't, hey, when I have experience, I achieve more in less time. That's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. But people don't want to put that cause in motion, it seems. And when they don't put that cause in motion, then they're not long for that opportunity. It's interesting that when we are honest with ourselves, when we're honest with ourselves, everything flows for us very beautifully. When we're honest with ourselves, everything comes up roses, and everything functions great. We had one young lady here who was going to put a garden in for us, and she was a professional farmer. She put the garden in with all of her enthusiasm and all of her joy. The garden grew like crazy, you know. It was just wonderful. And then she had an attitude that she's damn good, you know, she's superior to everybody. And just at the moment she put that attitude in motion, her little furry friends that she also dearly loves came from everywhere and dined on her garden. They ate the garden from below up. They dug holes under her corn plants and her radishes and her squash, and they ate it from the roots up. And she was so unhappy about it that she put a fence around the garden, which didn't stop anything. Then she put her sleeping bag right out in the middle of the garden and her tent, so she'd be on hand to scare the guys away. And of course, they probably moved the tent to one side because they were on top of some of their food. But you see, when we lose our mental attitude, we have a great deal of difficulty. In the National Geographic this next month is an article about an autistic young man who is 14 years old, absolutely brilliant in several areas, but he taught himself to write what was going on inside him when he couldn't speak it. And so he's written down these things, and he's saying that there's two aspects to his being. There's the emotional and the physical. And the emotional tries to control him in every way, and the physical tries to control him in every way. And the physical gives him the worst time. And he has trained himself, since his mother wouldn't give up on him. They were living in India, and she wouldn't give up. She took him to every doctor and every possibility. And he is saying that inside of him is this confusion that's going on, and he wants to understand it. And he is coming to a deeper and deeper understanding of it. We'll be speaking about this more. But he's coming to a deeper and deeper understanding of what's going on inside of him. And he said, whenever he lets his mind take over, run away with him, without him being in charge, all sorts of things happen that are not beneficial to him. When he lets his physical body take over, as it wants to do, because it seems to have an intelligence of its own, then his body is just uncontrollable. He has learned greatly how to control his mind. He has done that at the age of 14 already, doing that beautifully. He hasn't totally yet learned how to control his body under all circumstances when he begins to get the shakes or whatever things go along with autistic children, you know, autistic persons. But, you see, experience is doing great things for him. It's helping him to achieve more in less time. He is beginning to put these things into motion. And he's a perfectly healthy child, a perfectly nice-looking child. He has that autistic look, that distant attitude about his eyes and his attitude. But a very fine and likable young man. The doctors all respect him and like him because he is really doing a tremendous job in getting control of himself. He is doing more in less time. He is accomplishing more. So now they're doing studies on him with these thermistors on the brain, these little temperature gauges of the various areas of the brain, showing when the brain is being active and when it's being inactive and how it functions and so forth. And they're learning a great deal. And they're finding that though they might not have what caused it. They haven't figured that out yet, whether it's genes or chromosomes or some malfunction of the body or brain. But they're studying it. But meanwhile, while they're studying it, they're looking for ways to guide people who have them to control that so that they can be more competent and more efficient themselves. Because if you take your hand and it's shaking all over the place while you're trying to write, you don't get anything written. He has taught his hand to do what he wants it to do. He has taught his hand not to have an individual mind of its own. And the more he worked on it, the more efficient he became, and the more ability he had to do this, hold his hand still and write specifically what he wanted to write. Now, I didn't see a sample of his writing, and I imagine his writing might be just a little bit like an old lady, but we have a lot of old ladies whose writing has become more and more stable. I imagine in his lifetime, he's 14 now, he quite likely will come to some major benefits for his stability and his utilization of himself as a human being. And here we have a guy who's got a real problem, and he is working on doing that. And we, who have no problems with the motivation of our body, the motor nerves of our body and so forth, we operate perfectly ordinary and good. And we complain. We complain about, as we spoke this morning, going on alcohol and going on smoking and going on drinking and drugs and all that stuff. And we do it to ourselves. Why do we limit ourselves? We're trying to put our brain into the autistic phase, and that's a shame thing to do. And the more we take responsibility for who we are, the more... If you go to a job and you give your best, your job may not pay you more, it may not, but you will feel good. And that's who you're doing the job for. You want to feel good by being your most efficient self that experience brings for you. You want to feel that you are an outstanding being and that you are accomplishing all that you can accomplish. Always give measure overflowing. Because it does come back. But that's not why you're doing it. If you give measure overflowing, if you tithe so that you get abundance back, it doesn't work. People who get abundance back, hey, let's do a survey, shall we? People who get abundance back never tithe. Isn't that interesting? People who get abundance back don't tithe. They live in a consciousness of abundance. And so then they experience abundance. But just because they tithe a portion. Now the widow's mite. Remember you read about that in the Bible. That was supposed to have been such a beautiful thing. She had nothing and she gave it to the church. Well, the church would have been so smart if they would have followed up on that and said, and today that woman is the richest lady in town. You know, it would have shown a little benefit to the people in tithing. But, you know, they don't take advantage of that. And the reason they don't take advantage of that is because nothing happened. She still continued to be a pauper. She still continued to be a person who had very little. The widow's mite. And what a shame. Now, do men ever lose their wives? Dying? Why can't this widow marry a very wealthy man whose wife died and he needed to have a wonderful woman around the house? And then she would be wealthy. Now, you can foresee that, can't you? Mm-hmm. You can foresee that. Now, why is it we make it so difficult in having abundance come to us in a normal, beautiful, fantastic way? Now, it's true, she could find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, she could find the end of the rainbow, and she'd be wealthy too. But what is that for us? Where are we? When I have experience, I achieve more in less time. When I have experience in praying, entreating, in speaking my word, in loving, unconditional loving, I have more and less time. Because it always comes back again and again and again. And that's pretty wonderful. So you see, when I have experience, I achieve more and less time. And we can just put that cause in motion and have a wonderful time. So have a glorious day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.